Chapter 40.
Kelsey lowered the operating seat until it was flat like a dentist's chair. Taylor pawed at the periscope clumsily, trying to adjust it. Kelsey helped her nestle the viewing piece across her eyes like ski goggles. A thick hose was attached to the back of each lens, stretching up to the ceiling, to a control panel across the room.
"Is that comfortable?" asked Kelsey.
Taylor nodded. Her usual buoyancy was missing now that the procedure was becoming a reality.
"It's not too late to change your mind, you know," said Kelsey, stroking her half-sister's hand. "I'm good. Let's do it," said Taylor assertively.
Kelsey gave her assistant a nod, and she injected a solution into Taylor's arm. "You might feel a bit woozy for the first few sessions, like you're swimming, but that's perfectly normal. Just focus on your breathing, or raise a hand and we can take a break anytime," said Kelsey. Taylor gave her a thumbs up.
"I'm starting the ocular stimulus now.
You should start to see things on your goggles," said Kelsey. The automaton turned a lever on the control panel, which emitted a soft hum. Kelsey peered into the glowing box and slid the first of several vinyl filters over the projector. Hovering a foot above the box was a funnel, which connected to the periscope.
"Tell me what you see," said Kelsey.
Taylor mumbled for a moment, chewing on her lip.
"Taylor?"
said Kelsey. Taylor gurgled, then began to choke. Kelsey leaped from her chair and rushed over to her sister.
"She's having a reaction to the meds. Get the adrenaline, quick!"
Her assistant plunged a needle into Taylor's outer thigh. The automaton killed the ocular device while Kelsey pulled the goggles off. Taylor's pupils had dilated to fill almost the entire width of her eyes.
"Another dose! Hurry!"
The automaton glided to Kelsey's side, emitting a faint electrical crackle.
"No, her heart's beating. Just wait. We need to see if her brain responds," urged Kelsey.
"Come on, Taylor." The teenager's pupils began to constrict, but they soon plateaued, leaving the blacks of her eyes 10% larger than normal.
"Taylor, can you hear me?" implored Kelsey.
The teenager's mouth opened and closed silently like a fish out of water.
"Call an ambulance. We need to get her to the hospital."
Kelsey sat on the floor with her back to the office door. Her cheeks were puffy and tear-stained. Taylor's condition was stable, but it would be some days before they could fully assess the implications of the treatment. The hour was late, and all staff had gone save for the automatons. Kelsey watched as they prepared the kilns for the evening bake. It was a quiet night. Only 5 children had been commissioned. She dragged herself from the building and walked a while until she found herself at the outreach center along the road. She slipped into the back and observed a night class. An audience of vulnerable adolescents were being taught the practical life skills they would need for independent living. Tonight's class was all about cleaning. The children were having a great time messing around, spraying each other with the water-filled mock bottles and throwing wet sponges around. The teacher patiently let them familiarize themselves with their new tools before moving on to a role-play exercise. At the back of the hall, a half-dozen parents mingled politely, enjoying the free coffee and snacks, swapping stories of frustration and hilarity from their lives as carers. A parent spotted Kelsey at the door and beckoned her inside.
"Director, how lovely to see you."
Kelsey stepped in awkwardly, not really in the mood for her public duties.
"We were just saying what a lifeline this new center has been. In fact, we've nominated you for a city award."
A lump formed in Kelsey's throat. How would they feel if they knew her experimental treatment had just landed Taylor in the hospital?
"That's kind, but I'm sure there are others more deserving than me," replied Kelsey.
"Nonsense. You're a community hero. No one was championing families like ours until you took over. We owe you a debt."
Kelsey graciously bowed out, fighting back the tears of guilt. She sucked in the evening air and composed herself. Turning on her heel, she retraced her steps, making a beeline for the office. There had to be a reason Taylor's intervention went wrong.